act like men. One of my kids' favorite activities when they were younger was role-playing. Each one of them had a particular superhero costume. They would love dressing up and imagining flying through the air, shooting webs, and conquering evil. I still remember those days myself when I would do just the same thing. One of my favorite superheroes at the time was Mighty Mouse. His battle cry, "Here I come to save the day," and the ability of this tiny mouse to knock out enemies 10 times his size appealed to me. Being young and small myself, I found comfort in his superhuman abilities. Eventually, however, I outgrew the role-playing, not because I abandoned the idea of a hero, but because I realized the reality of being a hero went beyond a nicely wrapped 30-minute or two-hour storyline. In addition, I also took note that being a real hero is more than just a one-time event. It's how you show up for your family, friends, and colleagues daily. Today, some men continue to idolize superhero figures and live vicariously through them in a fantasy world. Scripture, however, tells us that we're to leave behind childish things and take on the responsibility of being mighty warriors for God. Childish thinking or acting is the idea that it's someone else's responsibility to care for, protect, and uphold honorable values. Childish thinking is also self-centered. It's solely focused on my needs and my wants. Consider this as you read today's verse breakdown, which says we're to act like men. The term androzomai is here means to take a man and make him brave, to prevail, and to be a full-grown, mature man, to be responsible. In essence, to be courageous, self-sacrificing, to give your life for others as Christ did for us. Now, Scripture tells us that acting like men is not just about physical maturation, but most notably a spiritual one. When we act like men, we leave behind childish things and we press forward to be more Christ-like.